how did you find out about No Agenda, and what excited you, and what were they talking about that made you decide to become a knight?
Dvorak on a twit, but John did his, it's all bull. Yeah. We deconstructed that on No Agenda. So I was like, No Agenda. I said, John's doing it. It's got to be interesting. When I looked on there, I saw about Adam Curry. I got thinking, Adam Curry. I know that from somewhere. So then I looked it up in the Book of Knowledge. And I thought, oh, MTV. I grew up in the 80s. Now I know.
Don't you love the fact that John's always such a great contrarian?
You really expect that. You won't want him any other way.
When was the moment you decided, that's it, I want to be a Knight of the Round Table, I want to join them for their hookers and blow or whatever they got going?
I don't know. It just seemed cool. I started as a $5 a month. I was on that plan. And then when they did the Deuce Club, it was $200. I don't know. I just started saying, you know, why not? So when I did it the first time, I thought, wow, wait, that's kind of cool. So then I did it again.
And what's your favorite part of the show? I mean, do you like the first half, the second half? Is there a new meme they've started up lately that's really rang your bell?
I just kind of like it all. I like it most when John and Adam disagree, and they both disagree with the mainstream media clip that they play. Because then you get three different points of views. You got the mainstream view, you got the crackpot view, and you got the buzzkill view. And it really makes you think. And that's what I kind of like about it is, it's not the, this is what you need to think about it. It really makes you think about, what do I believe? What don't I believe? It really makes you think about it rather than just being a sponge and just absorbing it.
And what has been the reaction to your friends and relatives? Or what do you find is the easiest way to broach the subject of the No Agenda show with them? Have you tried it out?
Yeah, once in a while. It's fun seeing a reaction. I normally get the deer in the headlight look first, like, huh? And then they normally turn and say, huh, that's an interesting point. It's fun because you start seeing the wheels turn. You start seeing them start to think, huh, I never really looked at it that way.
Did you get a knight ring?
Yes.
Have you used it for anything? Have you put it away in storage in a safe somewhere?
I'm kind of afraid to wear it. That thing's heavy because I might lose it, but I have it on my key ring. So I normally carry it with me that way.
Cool. Have you even used it to make any wax seals of official documents?
No, but I did see people doing that. That's kind of cool.
What about those people out there that might be on the fence about making a bit of a donation? What's your word for them?
Try it. As you get into it, to me, that's what I like about the donation model is it makes you feel a part of it. It's more than just, I don't know, it just makes you feel a part of it, which makes it mean even more to you. You know, if you're just sitting back and absorbing it, well, you know, you take it or leave it. But when you donate, you feel a part of it. And it means a lot more to you.
Be a donor, don't be a boner.
Dvorak.org/NA.
And do you wish to be known as Sir Dave of anywhere? What would you like your title to be, by the way?
Yeah, you give him my amateur radio call sign, which is the November 3 Papa Romeo Oscar.
Are there many ham operators you know of that listen to No Agenda?
Yeah, I found out there's actually quite a few.
So if ever anything goes down, the hams will be there.
Yeah, but they contacted about 15 of them.
I think the Australians get into the show because we've got a tradition of just having fun with just about everything, including politics and even very serious things.
That's kind of the attitude that I like. I have come to the point in life where, you know, to me, without humor, life ain't worth living. I hate people that are way too serious.
Thank you, Sir 3PO.
Enjoy. Thank you much.